Cy Young.
Hey, Ty, it's Mike, to be a swear.
How are you?
Good. I'm going to put you on hold here for about a minute. My host is Jim, and he'll be right with you.
Sounds good.
Thanks for your time.
Sure.
Is at Driver's Village in Cicero or at verdictbmw.com.
The Syracuse Nationals is back July 15th through the 17th at the New York State Fairgrounds in Syracuse. Check out thousands of the coolest hot rods, classics, and muscle cars from all over the U.S. and Canada. Don't miss the roaring thunder of the Grandstand Show with fireworks both Friday and Saturday nights. Save $5 off adult admission through July 14th at all area Nice and Easy grocery shops. The Syracuse Nationals, presented by Nice and Easy Grocery Shops, Napa Paint and Supply, and Alfred State College, July 15th through the 17th at the Fairgrounds in Syracuse.
Have your financial questions been answered by Adam Bold? You can ask about investing for retirement, your child's education, or what strategy to use in this economy. Call the Mutual Fund Show, hosted by Adam Bold, every Saturday at noon, right here on FM News Radio 106.9 WSYR.
Sunoco's Free Fuel 5000 is back. Just get a free decal at your local Sunoco station. Get spotted with it on your car, and you could win. Sunoco's giving away 5,000 gallons of fuel and thousands of instant prizes. Visit gosunoco.com/freefuel5000 for more.
821, FM News Radio, 106.9 and 570, WSYR. Traffic and weather together. Let's talk to Jeff Wise.
690 westbound, still slow for you from Teal Ave to the West Street off-ramp due to construction. The left lane is closed due to that construction zone. 81 southbound, thinning out as you head into downtown. Also 690 eastbound, moving well past the fairgrounds, past Hiawatha Boulevard toward 81. And keep in mind, 81 northbound between Cicero and Brewerton, traffic is down to one lane for construction there as well. Traffic is a service of Sunoco. Next update at 8:30 in the WSYR Price Chopper Traffic Center. I'm Jeff Wise.
A cold front now moving through Michigan is on its way here quickly. Should be here this afternoon or early this evening. Ahead of it, a slight chance of a shower or a thunderstorm mainly over the north country this morning. And then we're all at risk for a few showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and early this evening. And that's the time frame when these storms could pack a bit more of a punch with large hail and damaging wind potential from the strongest cells. 87 the high ahead of that front today. Now, the storm threat ends this evening and will go down to 65 overnight. And by tomorrow, sunny and pleasant, high 82. Nick Wilson of the Weather Channel on Central New York's weather station, FM News Radio 106.9.
Right now, 70 in Oswego, 75 in Baldwinsville, 75 Cicero, and 74 in Syracuse. 823 from FM News Radio, 106.9 and 570 WSYR. Big Jim this morning for Joe Galuski on Central New York's Wednesday Morning News. Thank you for listening, and thank you even more if you go to Facebook.com, go to WSYR, and just like us a little bit. Just a little bit, just for a minute, just that one time, it's all that matters. But, you know, you like us all the time. To say that our economy is in recovery is, I don't know, maybe a little bit too generous, as things seem to still be a little bit rocky, and as a lot of us look toward the future and how we're going to plan for it, there's probably more questions than answers, and fortunately we've got someone who can maybe point us in the right direction as far as where we should be going with that. Ty J. Young is on the phone with us this morning. And Ty, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You are very welcome, sir. So, yeah, it can be a little unnerving trying to figure out where we should be going with things so to me, still kind of uncertain. So, you know, what can you tell us about that? Do we have a reason to be concerned, or is there some hope for us here in terms of our future in investing in our money?
Well, certainly there's reason to be concerned. I mean, the economy is not taking off. The economy has actually gotten a little bit worse in recent days, and we may be going into a double-dip recession. All those things are possible. The housing market's not recovered yet, and the housing market has let us out of every recession we've ever had. So it's important to recognize that, but it's also important to recognize that you have to take personal responsibility for your own retirement. Depending upon a government program for your retirement at this point, when Social Security, for example, is going to be bankrupt here in a few years, is not realistic. You've got to plan your retirement. And here's the thing. Here's the silver lining. I believe we'll have another bull market like we had from 1982 to 2000 that started under Ronald Reagan. But we've got some things to work through first. So what I'm recommending to my clients here is to make sure your money is in a protected place where you can receive a reasonable rate of return. So as we go through the rocky times that we've got to work through, that you don't lose money along the way. And make no mistake, there's only three places to have your money completely protected against losses: FDIC insurance, treasury bonds, and third, guaranteed insurance contracts. The one that gives you the most rate of return is a guaranteed insurance contract called an index annuity. Now, I don't like all annuities, but I like this one because when the stock market goes up, you go up with it, your gains are locked in. When the stock market goes down, you don't lose anything. You do get compound interest, and there aren't any fees in that product, but you do make a time commitment. So for someone who's got some time with their money, for their money to grow, not a bad idea. But more than anything, you got to protect the downside and make sure you're in a position to get a reasonable rate of return.
Yeah, I think the concern that I have with a lot of people when they think about investing, they look at what they've got to do, and they want to try to find something that's some, like everything else, a get-quick-rich scheme.
Right.
And, of course, there is no way to get rich quick. There's a good way to get poor quick, that's for sure.
Well, there's no question about that. I mean, if you're a speculator, you could go out and trade on oil right now. You could trade on commodities, and you might make 50 or 100% in a day. But as you just pointed out, you might lose 50 or 100% in one day. That obviously is not the way to plan solidly for a retirement. And there's only three kinds of investors. There's savers, there's investors, and there's speculators. Most of the people that I work with are very, very conservative investors and savers. They're more interested in return of their investment than return on their investment. Yes, they want a reasonable rate of return, but they want to make sure now
they
more than ever that they want to make sure they keep what they got, first of all, and get a reasonable rate of return along the way.
Yeah, if you want to gamble, go to the casino. Don't go to the stock market, because it's like everything else. The house is going to win more times than it's going to lose.
Well, that's right. That's right. There's guys in New York that the fund managers with 200 IQs, many of them, that maybe, I don't know, but that lost 50% of their money when the stock market went down.
You think you're going to be any smarter, right?
Exactly. So what I would tell you here is, if you protect the downside, if you make sure you don't lose any money, you don't have to make as much on the upside to get a reasonable rate of return. Historically, the market, well, if you look at the last 20 years, the market's averaged 6% of the last 20 years. It's negative over the last 10. If you protected the downside, you are ahead of the average investor along the way, and you can start doing that right away. So if you never go backwards, you never get the frustration of losing money, so it's easier to put money away on a consistent basis.
All right. Ty J. Young, thanks so much for talking to us this morning. I really appreciate your insight.
Hey, my pleasure. You can check me out at tyjyoung.com.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. 828, Chris Barnes with the news.